I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. His podcast, however, makes him podcaster Devin Nunes. So I want to speak to the podcaster and then the congressman second, because before the congressman traveled with Steve Scalise and other colleagues of his to the border and saw for himself, he has a conversation that's available on Apple Podcasts right now, Devin Nunes' podcast, where he spoke to the distinguished and well-traveled correspondent for the Washington Examiner and other places, Sarah Carter, who was speaking to him about her visit to the border. This is the Rio Grande Valley, the hot and overwhelming part of the Mexican border that has been overwhelmed with people coming from the Northern Triangle and all over the world, where Devin traveled after he talked to Sarah Carter. Devin, a very good evening to you. Sarah Carter made it very clear that she'd been witnessing day after day, night and day, night and day, the exploitation and the abuse of very small children, very small. In fact, at one point she said she saw a toddler and a three-year-old who were dehydrated being brought through by smugglers. It's appalling, the picture she paints. How does that compare to what you saw when you were there? Good evening to you, Devin.
Thanks, John. Great to be with you. I actually had never been down to the Rio Grande Valley on the Mexican border, the southernmost point in Texas there. You don't realize how far away it is from, say, Dallas, Texas. And it's very similar, a lot of similarities with the San Joaquin Valley. Not as many different agricultural products, but a lot of similarities, flat land, a lot of irrigation, a lot of irrigated crops. So I kind of felt a little bit at home there, John, until at night we went out to the river and suddenly you just saw under a bridge, the bridge that connects McAllen, Texas to Mexico, and you saw 5, 10 people at a time, mostly young families and small children. Lots and lots of children, lots of small families, and they just kept coming over to the bridge. And the Customs and Border Protection, they've essentially set up almost just a line like you would see at a long line getting into a big sports game or a concert or Disneyland. And they're just coming in, getting in line. So the cartels are bringing them across. They jump out of the raft and they run up and we're just taking them in. And the Border Patrol is frustrated because there's nothing they can do to stop it because they're coming in and claiming asylum. So one of the things that Donald Trump did back when they were playing this game, the cartels were playing this game, they're charging $10,000 to $15,000. You mentioned the tri-border area, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. It's $10,000, $15,000 to get across. You got to pay it up front. And as long as you were under the age of 18, you essentially could claim asylum. You also could claim asylum if you were a parent with a child under the age of 7. So what Donald Trump said, he says, look, I'm going to follow the law, but if you want to apply for asylum, you have to do it here. And he opened up places in Mexico and in that tri-border region to force people to go into there. So President Trump had that. And last year, John, it almost had went to nothing. You were not getting hardly any children. When I was there just in the evening, we were there for a couple hours, we saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children just there under the bridge, walking in like you're walking into a concert, and they were separating them out. And now this is where it gets pretty sad, John, but a lot of unaccompanied minors. Now, some of those are young men, you know, probably the ages 10, 11, 12 and up. But a lot of them were younger than that, without any parents. It was the strangest thing I'd ever seen. And then the next day we went to the facility where after you're under the bridge, you get processed, you go to a facility where they have to kind of check you in, get all your information, give you a shower, give you a fresh set of clothes, give you some food. And in 72 hours, you're out into the United States of America. But what we saw there, John, were hundreds and hundreds of young children without parents, all smashed in. So people probably remember when the fake news media went after Donald Trump and said, oh, he's putting these kids in cages. Well, those cages were originally built by Obama, so I'll call them the Obama cages. And what they used to criticize Trump for, having a few kids inside of one of these makeshift, they're kind of temporary temporary facilities, John, they were packed, completely packed. I mean, no, all the social distancing, all the COVID restrictions, everything thrown out the window, not to mention that 5 to 10% of them are actually testing positive for COVID. So it's a total humanitarian disaster, and I would say a total catastrophe for the United States of America. As you probably learned on my podcast that I had on last week, Andy Biggs and other congressmen from Arizona spent a lot of time on these border issues. We estimate here, he estimated that we're probably on track to get well over 1 million people, which is larger than most large cities in this country. So we're going to add 1 million new people, and it's a very, very sad situation. And it's one that's completely brought on by the Biden administration for stopping these asylum centers that they had where people had to go and apply. And the way those work, John, once people figured out when you paid the $15,000 of the cartel, you went across a raft and you landed in the United States, and then 2 days later you were back in Guatemala, guess what? You were out that $15,000. And so it stopped it. It ended it immediately. So this is not a way to run a country, and it's definitely not safe for the American people and not safe for the people that are trying to get across.
You're with Congressman Steve Scalise in your Codel to the border. I saw some video, and Steve Scalise made a video where he was describing to us, to the camera, what he'd seen, what you all saw that night. But behind him, Devin, I could see the young people coming through the bushes, walking across this large field where I guess you were standing because there were cameras everywhere, walking across the field and immediately surrendering to the border authorities, to someone who would lead them in a train to, I guess, a bus to go to this facility. It didn't look like anybody was frightened or surprised that they were being detained. They were coming to surrender to the authorities. Now, Devin, what happens to those children? You can't turn them back by themselves. Where do they go?
Well, John, I actually thought when we first got there, we saw these kids running. And I said, what on earth? And then I realized, and then they just kept coming. So what you saw in that video that the Republican Whip Scalise put together, that was just one of the times we happened to catch it. But that just kept happening and happening. I mean, it was just every 2 or 3 minutes, you would see 5 to 10 people run out of the kind of the forested area that's along the Rio Grande River. They would run out. And I think what the cartels are telling them, as we understand from the Border Patrol, is they're just saying, look, there's the big bridge with the lights. We're going to drop you off in the dark. Head towards the lights. And, you know, the Border Patrol is just trying to take all of them in and trying to get them into some orderly process because they're simply being overwhelmed. In the region that I was in, the day that I was there, 3,500 people came through just in that one region in the McAllen, Texas region. So I feel really bad for the Border Patrol. They're doing a great job, best job they can possibly do. But the problem is they're being overwhelmed
right
by these young families and children. Meanwhile, the drugs and the criminals and the drug cartels, they're just running rampant. And of course, I don't have to tell you, and your show, you cover it a lot, the terrorist network around the globe. I think you can rest assured that there's a lot of different countries. I think they said, Border Patrol said in the last month, they had people from 50 different countries around the world that had crossed into the United States. Very, very serious, serious issues.
I'm going to read a quote from the president of Guatemala, President Alejandro Giammattai. I'm nobody to make a judgment here. This is from the Washington Examiner. But I believe in the first weeks in the Biden administration, messages were confusing. They were compassionate messages that were understood by people in our country, especially to coyotes, those are the smugglers, to tell families, we'll take the children. The children can go in. And once they're there, the children can call the parents. Did you hear that explanation in Texas that the reason they're pushing small children across the border without any help is because they've been told or they believe that the children, once in the U.S., can have their parents come in legally?
Well, there was a couple different issues there, John. One, which is very, very sad, is there's a lot of kids that are probably believe that are special needs and orphans that were coming across, which is, you know, that makes it very, very difficult. Border Patrol was telling me about they ran across a young boy, 7 years old or so, and he wasn't reacting to anybody. And it was because he was not only blind, but also couldn't hear. So there's a small percentage of that. But I think what's also happening, what they believe, is they come across with phone numbers. So they'll write phone numbers on them. They'll chain them to their body. And they're likely phone numbers of someone that may be from their village that is already in the United States. So that's the number that you use to call when you get into the facility, that kind of the processing facility, get through everything, then you call that number. So either that family member or that friend of the family, they know where you're at, and then they line up a way to get that child to wherever that person is.
Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, his conversation with Sarah Carter. You can listen to it now, but you're also hearing what the congressman learned when he went to the Rio Grande Valley with his colleagues. This is the John Batchelor Show, the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.